What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And again, I want to go back to Joe Biden's speech in Philadelphia. It was divisive. There's no question about that. It did come across as a declaration of war. I think he's done a tremendous amount of damage to this country. And I understand that governments like to control people by dividing them up against each other, you know, black against white, men against women, gay against straight, rich against poor. But this may have gone just a little too far, and there may be no pulling back from that. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu. Ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Of course, it's racist for Terrence Williams to put his face on a pancake box. Don't you know how much trouble it took the liberals to get Stacey Abrams' face off that pancake box?
Yeah, that was definitely a problem.
Hey, Mike.
Actually, I kind of like the updated Aunt Jemima. Yeah, she was kind of hot.
I didn't see that one. You know, I've been away for a long time.
Okay.
But I like the old one, actually. Gave me good memories as a child.
She looked friendly. Yep.
Hey, before I get into my points, I just wanted to kind of respond to Dustin from New Jersey. Last Thursday when I called, I said that cannibalism will be trending much more over bugs. And Dustin said that he wouldn't eat bugs. I mean, he'd go and eat bugs because he doesn't want to be cannibalized. Well, I have to respond to that, Michael.
Well, my response is good. Dustin, more for the rest of us. There's only so many politicians out there.
Well, that's one point. But see, Dustin, he's been triple vaxxed, quadruple boosted. Mm-hmm. He probably throws back booster shots on a Friday night. Probably had a couple monkeypox vaccines and is salivating over the new coronavirus vaccine coming out in the fall. Now, if there is cannibalism, a guy like Dustin, full of all that poison, he's gonna end up in some cheap Bronx bodega and probably be shoplifted by some junkie, or during a BLM riot will be looted from a taco stand. And once that human meat of people who have been vaxxed is considered poisonous and inedible for human consumption, either some unscrupulous canine manufacturer might use Dustin for dog food or possibly even send him to the Congo to participate in some WEF depopulation scheme. Now, me, on the other hand, as a pure blood, I'd probably end up in some high-end specialty gourmet shop in a place like Palm Beach for a piece of my meat. But, Michael, I didn't come here to talk about my meat, Michael.
Okay.
Now, what I want to talk about is, the Germans, they have the bad news and the good news. The bad news is their major toilet paper manufacturer is going bust. They can't afford the energy costs.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is when the Germans are out in the forest scavenging for wood, cutting down trees to keep warm over the winter, hopefully some of those trees still have leaves on them.
Well, I got a better idea. I got a better idea. If you run out of toilet paper, use tax forms.
Well, they might have to.
Yeah.
A $500 a pound a euro energy cost per month, a lot of these nations, you know, France, UK, and Germany, they're going to have to start subsidizing people.
Yes.
And I was reading about the UK. I mean, they're going to try and subsidize, you know, personal individuals' homes and small businesses. But they're not really going for the big businesses. And so many manufacturers who don't get on their knees and beg Russia to start, you know, giving them gas, they're all going to go out. They're going to go out of business, and a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And
yeah,
so it's not going to really matter subsidizing. You know,
Russia's got Europe by the short and curlies, and you know, Italy and Hungary already recognize that. And this whole get Russia thing, it's going to fall apart. Europe's going to say, look, we got to take care of ourselves.
Well, the whole supply chain is going to collapse.
Yes.
And that's what's really going to, it's going to cause, you know, like they're going to start having, the plan is going perfectly. They're going to start having to give people monthly allowances to just survive. And in order to do that, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, eat the bugs, you know, like Dustin, and drink sewage. And next thing you know, they're going to want you to drink your own urine. I mean, and when you're in that deep, urine is good. And I'm telling you, they're in a heck of a lot of trouble coming soon, Mike. Hey, did you read that they're not going to be letting Ukraine women out of Ukraine from October?
Yeah, they've started drafting them.
Conscript them.
Yeah, they're drafting them.
Yeah, it's terrible, Mike. They make the best hookers and prostitutes in Tokyo and probably around the world.
Well,
that should be a war crime.
Ask Hunter Biden about that. I'm sure he's got firsthand experience there. But, you know, when you mobilize the women, you know, that basically carries the next generation, that is definitely an indication of desperation.
Yeah, I think it's time that they, try and get some peace. And
I agree.
It would be good for... You know, everyone, you know, Europe as well, they could start getting their life, you know, people's lives back together with energy, and it'd be better even for Ukraine if they could still keep Odessa and, not be a landlocked nation. And, you know, they really do have to work this out. Talking about, like, subsidies in Japan, in a place called Ishikawa, like in western Japan.
Yes.
This one town used all their COVID money, about $250,000, for something very important, an 11-foot statue of a giant squid. And a lot of people were complaining about it. A lot of people were, well, they're known for their, for their squid. They're very famous. You know, this very
yes.
good squid coming from that town. And, but the town shot back and it said, hey, you know, I mean, but ever since we put that statue up, we have a small, you know, like a squid shop and a tourist shop, and sales increased by $4.5 million.
Oh yeah,
so,
maybe
they were right.
If you go back to the days of Route 66, and I mean, it was just one tourist attraction right after the other. It was like taking Disneyland and unwinding it, you know, for 2,000 miles between Los Angeles and Chicago. And, it broke up the monotony of the drive, and there was some interesting stuff along there.
Sure. Yeah, I thought, they came out and they said, you know, hey, we're making a return on it, so I guess, you know, it is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, you know, the thing I want to talk about was that Biden speech. Honestly, I only saw it on Monday.
Yeah,
and I only saw about half of it. I couldn't even watch any more of it after that. But
it's pretty bad.
Like 2.5. Yeah, first 2.5 or 3 minutes. That's when they start ragging on MAGA and Trump, and they're alienating over half the nation again. But I mean, Mike, it seems like to me, my personal opinion about this is, first of all, he doesn't have any mandate. I mean, even most of the Democrats are against him. I mean, his polls are terrible.
Yeah.
But the ones...
I think they're worse than we're being
pretty
told.
Pretty much all he had... Yeah, this is like the one thing he probably had left, is because even though a lot of Democrats still hate him, like more of them, they still hate Trump even more with their Trump derangement syndrome. So I think he's just trying to get those people kind of back, you know, just through their hatred of Trump. And but this comes down to like basically one thing. I think number one is, well, they're going to arrest Trump. This is what it's all about. They're going to arrest him. They went in his house, and they're not just taking, you know, kind of information that he took from you know, from the White House. I mean, they've taken this guy's tax records. They're taking
his took
health
his medical records.
Records,
yeah. I mean, they must have really messed up Melania's closet, because she just threw it all out and went out and bought a new wardrobe.
Yeah, and their communication between lawyers and accountants and going in his kid's room, and yet, you know, searching his kid's room. I don't know what they're looking for, weed or something, where Hunter's, you know, on camera, you know, doing crack. And so they want to arrest him. They want to get him on something. I mean, it's the most terrible thing I've ever seen. Like, you know, confiscating this personal stuff from an ex-president. And in the past, I mean, they're, you know, confiscating Giuliani, like their attorneys, his attorney stuff. I mean, it's just, like, hard to believe. But number two is they want to just destroy America. It's like what Europe's doing now. I mean, I think they're happy that with the energy problems and the food problems that are going to be happening, they just want to destroy America. And I think they realize that there's not even any chance to rebound politically. And I think what they're going to try and end up doing is secession. I think they're going to want all the blue states to kind of succeed. And I think that's the kind of last hope they have, to try and destroy America and get those blue states going along with the WEF agenda.
Could very well be.
And that's
as
all
far
I have.
As arresting Donald Trump, I mean, an arrest does not equal a conviction. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, well, if we could, you know, convict him of a felony, he can't run for president. I used to say that about Hillary right. Clinton, and it turns out I was wrong. Okay? The U.S. Constitution mm-hmm. does not prevent a convicted felon from running for the office of the president. So the Democrats could go through this dog and pony show and gin up some kind of a charge and take him into court and say you're a convicted felon. He can still run for president.
He still could. I mean,
you had
rapists run and win.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I have to say. Hey, Mike, I'm sorry I talk about my meat too much, Michael, but anyway, that's all I had to say, and wish you a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Joe, are you there? Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I wanted to bring up the Biden speech and how the President of the United States has declared war against MAGA. I mean, no doubt about it. I hope people start thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I read also an interesting article. I mean, my thing's been since Biden, I considered him declaring war against me when he first got elected. I mean, the fact that he is an illegitimate president and stole an election, he has no mandate. I mean, you know, the Chinese say, you know, you're mandated by heaven. Well, he doesn't have that. But at the same time, his rhetoric has always been, towards MAGA, that we're not really entitled to the same rules as everybody else, that we're, you know,
yeah, we heard that from Jean-Pierre. She says it's okay for us to question the results of an election, but not okay for you.
Yeah, and look at the guy sitting in that Washington, D.C. gulag for basically rioting or whatever, trespassing. It just shows that you're not given the rules, or you're not given the rights as an American anymore, and you're basically an enemy of the state. So I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing MAGA people behaving that way as enemies of the state. I've been saying all along you need to take a passive-aggressive attitude towards this government.
Okay, that would be a mistake. I agree with those who think that Biden's speech will embolden liberals to attack conservatives. I mean, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's been swatted 3 times now. Steve Bannon's been swatted 3 times. And I'm of the opinion we should give the liberals enough rope where they hang themselves.
Yeah, but when I say passive-aggressive, I read an article in Hero Hedge, I think, yesterday, about, it's called Quietly Quitting. And these people, they they're working at their jobs. It's like a rule book slowdown we used to have in the union hall. You know, the union, that was one of our tactics. And I wonder how much of that is the fact that whether it's they're angry about being forcefully vaccinated for their jobs, or they're angry because our government is forcing, like, minorities in there who normally don't do very much. So the white workers are probably saying, well, why should I, work really hard neither? And it's just, and then how many are saying, you know, they've got an illegitimate president? Because that's kind of a good tactic, I think. It's a good way to, like, not do anything. You're not hurting anybody, like, physically. But you're just saying, it's basically what the Russians did to bring down the Russians. You know, that the workers there just would show up. You know, they weren't they wouldn't spend any extra time. And they just, that's what you have to be. The problem with Americans is they're too obedient. And particularly conservatives. They're very obedient and they comply. And become ungovernable. Become unproductive. You know, just sit on the ground when you hear their name Biden or the Democrats. Let them know. But I'm saying is, don't do anything stupid that's criminal. But there's ways to, like I said, there's ways to use passive aggressive tactics to really put a hurt on these people. And you really can't go on anymore like life is normal. There's no normalcy bias when President of the United States declares
Biden
you an enemy of the state. The other thing I'd like to say to Mr. Trump, if he's listening, is we heard for the whole campaign season, Joe Biden kept bringing up Charlottesville and the images of Charlottesville and how it harkened to the days of Nazi Germany. Well, President Trump used those same words about harkening to the days of Nazi Germany against Joe Biden. Use it in every speech. Go back and watch Biden's speeches about Charlottesville and just change it from Charlottesville to the speech in Philadelphia. It fits. That the reason you're running again is because of the images you saw in Philadelphia, just like Biden with Trump in Charlottesville, which was a hoax to begin with.
Yes.
But anyway, throw it back at him. I mean, play that kind of politics. You just say, oh, and then you hear anything, say, well, that's what, you know, same thing that Biden was saying about Charlottesville. And he wasn't declaring it, you know, making enemies out of half the country. I mean, he didn't even do anything. So there's a lot of, like, you know, this is very ugly. This is unforgivable what he did. And I don't think life ever goes back to normal in this country after this. I really don't. I mean, the vaccines are bad enough, and I don't think life's going back to normal from that either. But, I mean, this is really over the line, and I'm still contemplating the best way to deal with it. But I think, like I said, quietly quitting isn't a bad strategy, except I can't work because I got COVID mandates. By the way, I got a call back from my congressional aide today about that and saying that it was, you know, not to go on Social Security, because I told him I'm going to become unproductive and go on Social Security at the end of this year. Why work? I can't anyway. And they're like, well, maybe you shouldn't do that and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, that's good. They called me back. You know, it's effective. You know, so become a burden on society. Like, I can do that. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, Mike. It's very not surprising, but the imagery of him, like with the red, I mean, it was so demonic.
Yeah,
it really, you know, it sent a message. I got, like I said, Mr. President, loud and clear, buddy, loud and clear. We got your message. And I've been wearing my MAGA hat ever since, because the red one. I keep it in my truck. I wear it, and I've also been strapping on the 45 because I want it. I want it bulging out of my T-shirt so everybody knows, you know, because basically they declared war on us.
Yeah, it does appear that that's what happened, and, you know, I do fear for a new civil war. Anyway, listen, Joe, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, sell some products here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the phones, there's been a development in the lawsuit Missouri versus Biden. And to bring you up to date, this is a lawsuit alleging that Biden and the National Institutes of Health and Anthony Fauci violated the First Amendment rights of the American people by coordinating with social media to suppress posts expressing concerns or doubts or even just questions about COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccines. The judge has ruled in favor of the plaintiffs, and they get discovery from Fauci and Jean-Pierre. So they're going to start digging that stuff out there as well. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. That is fantastic news.
Yes.
That, you know, that's the best thing I've heard in weeks. you know, Mike, what the last caller was talking about with this quietly quitting thing?
Yes.
Isn't that just giving in? I have always loudly excelled.
Well, I tend to be that way myself, you know, but...
Yeah, like half full, half empty?
You know, it is a very passive-aggressive way, you know, and it's nothing new. I mean, police have had the so-called blue flu, you know, when they're not happy with management.
Yeah, well, so anyway, I hope this doesn't sound creepy, because I called in about energy and abundance and that sort of thing, and, you know, the future. I'm looking right at Christmas Lake, and if I zoom in even farther, I see a bunch of houses without solar panels.
Yes.
That's a big problem. And the reason it is because there are laws restricting anyone from putting solar panels on their roofs in where you live, right, Mike?
You know, I honestly do not know. I am aware that some of the some of the homes in the area do have the solar panels. There's a place across the highway, huge facility. It's used for entertainment by some corporation, and they've got solar panels all over the place.
Mm-hmm. But I mean individuals. I mean, individual.
I really don't know.
Like
I really don't know the local zoning codes on any of that.
I bet you can't just do what you want.
Well, you probably have to get a building permit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To put solar panels on your roof so you can generate your own electricity to live.
Yes.
So this is how we know that everything that the politicians say, I wish I could swear, is total BS.
Yes.
Because if it weren't, then anyone could go out and buy solar panels and put them on their roof. Plain and simple.
Well,
they're
kind of expensive, and they do have to be installed correctly. I mean, Amazon has actually shut down a large part of their solar panel farms due to unexpected fires.
They're not unexpected.
Okay.
They were expected because the people that installed these things are a bunch of shoemakers. They don't know what they're doing, right? They're not properly trained. But, you know, a lot of that has to do with weatherproofing, right? You know what I'd like, waterproofing, right?
Yes. You know what I'm getting at. Oh, you have to waterproof those mounts or you're going to wreck the house.
Yeah, but in the end, here's what I'm saying is we don't have an energy abundance or an energy deficiency. What we have is legislation that's put out by politicians that says that a homeowner, and I'm talking about your country because apparently you're separated from the monarchy over across the pond.
Yes.
That you can't.
We fought a war about that.
Yeah, that you can't actually go out and start installing solar panels on your roof. Or even put up one of those big panel arrays that articulate, and you know, in your backyard, they actually track the sun.
Yes,
I'm guaranteeing that you cannot do that without a permit, and you will not get a permit because who generates the power in right around where you live?
Well, you know, the electric companies, and I can see where you're going with this, and it actually
did happen. Oh, you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah. This actually happened out in Hawaii, on the island of Oahu. And, you know, everyone was going, solar, it's going to be really good. And it was really easy to get the permits. You could buy the solar panels, you could put them up there. And then the Hawaiian Electric Company lobbied the state government saying, look, we're losing too much money because people are making their own electricity. And then all of a sudden it became impossible to get a solar panel permit.
Isn't Al, that crazy, Mike?
Al, I got to put you on hold. Don't
Thank
hang
you.
Up. I'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
It's time to double down. I'm Peter Serafin, and yesterday's Liberty Minute ruffled some feathers, so I'm going all in today. If I take out a loan and make a bad investment, I still have to pay back the loan. Real estate, business, stocks, crypto, the investment doesn't matter. So why should student loans be an exception? College is an investment. You choose to go to college. You select your course of study. You pick the school. You decided to take out the loan. You are responsible. Oh, but the school lied. Or my advisor was horrible. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry. But it's still your debt. And your debt is your responsibility and only your responsibility. I am tired of my hard-earned tax dollars going to bail out the bad decisions of banks, businesses, or individuals. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Al in Canada. And Al, if you could just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was talking, I'm always harping on solar electricity.
Yes.
And I'm just harping on the simple fact of the matter is it should be a lot easier to get it. But like I said, the politicians, they're sticking up for the corporations.
Yes.
When it comes to this sort of thing, which is fascism. And, Mike, there are 335 million American citizens, right? I'm guessing.
Yes. That's about right.
Okay. So, if we were to multiply that by 3,000, actually, that number's high, I think, because of families. But anyway, let's just do 3,000. We end up with a trillion, right?
Yes.
So, well, actually, it's more than that, but what I'm saying is, how much solar electricity could have been bought and installed on people's roofs, some people say roofs, with the trillions of dollars that was just created out of thin air in the last few years? and was basically
quite a bit. They look at all the money spent on all these wars for the last several decades. Yeah, the government could have taken our money and done really good things for us, but that's not what they do. They harvest wealth from us to go on out and play their games of empire.
And that's the thing right there. And they continue to do this, and people continue to allow it. When the writing's on the wall, everybody can see it. Now it's as plain as day. All they've done is racked up all this debt. And, like, the West is on the verge of bankruptcy here. Like, EU, you know what's going to happen, Mike. I mean, you were just talking about it not that long ago.
Yes.
What's going to happen in, like, another month? Just another month, right?
Yes.
One more month. That's all it's going to take, because the elderly, they don't like the cold.
No, we don't.
And I'm right up there with you. I don't like the cold. I'd rather be hot than cold, you know. So there's that distinction. And on top of that, want to hear something crazy that I said a couple of days ago, and it's even harder to believe right now, is natural gas in Canada has almost 32% carbon tax on just the consumption end of it.
Yes.
How much you actually use, what the meter says. And then there's delivery and, you know, like all that jazz, right? And then you get this big number that's pretty close to 66% of your consumption, and then you get taxed again on top of that carbon tax and everything else that they piled on it. And it's so simple that all you need to do, anyone does, is to use solar panels. But it's not that easy, Mike.
No.
If it were that easy, everyone would be doing it. The government would be ensuring that it was going to happen, that it can happen. This is how we know that climate change is BS. Governments don't actually work for the people.
No.
And it's not going to get any better unless people start standing up for themselves and doing something about it.
Okay.
I mean, Mike, your country, my country, I mean, we pay income tax. I mean, there are dollars. We're the ones that decide what they do with those things.
Well,
not
that's
them.
The theory. It doesn't work that way. You know, we pay the dollars.
Otherwise,
and
all men would be cross-dressers.
Where to spend the money.
Yes. Thank you very much for your time, Mike. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot. We've got open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I wanted to mention something about what the caller named Joe said about, passive-aggressively being less productive or going on Social Security early. And I would suggest that, you're not, if you go on Social Security early, rather than waiting until 65 or later, you're not becoming unproductive in the society and burdening the system. You're failing to receive back from the government money that they have already taken from you in a compulsory manner. So you're not going to get back as much as you are entitled to from what you've put in. So I would suggest you're sort of cutting off your nose to spite your face if you do that.
Yeah, if you dip into Social Security early, you get less money than if you wait until you're like 70.
Exactly. So it's not like going on strike or something like that. They're actually going, whoopee, we have to pay this guy less now. So, just in general, I kind of also said with the caller who said, I prefer to be productive. If we become less productive, we're already losing, we're already losing trade and production to other countries. I would rather see us all being as productive as possible and thus making some semblance of normalcy a little more possible. And then, productive people.
I would like to see that too, but the reason we're losing productivity is not the individual workers, but going all the way back to the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, corporations have been incentivized to offshore American jobs to other countries in order to save money. And what it's done is it's created this out-of-control spiraling situation where the more corporations offshore their jobs, the less money people are making to buy the products these corporations are manufacturing and selling.
Right. And the more it works against a green agenda. For those who are obsessed with green things green, you know, America had in place the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act numerous decades ago, and our production has been belching less pollutants into the atmosphere and the water and stuff than other countries. If you send more production over to China and India, like, this is where the green agenda is nuts, because those countries have no strictures in this regard, and they want to I fail to see how oppressing America and burdening America when we're not the chief polluter by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, the problem with the green agenda is everybody there wants the world to be green and pretty just around them. And that's why, you know, they push for electric cars. I want an electric car because there won't be any pollution here. But who cares if, you know, somewhere on the other side of that wire, there's an oil and coal-fired power plant belching out smoke there. That's some other neighborhood's problem.
Yeah. Well, and the whole point becomes moot when you consider the amount of CO2 that's put up by any given volcano that erupts. You know, we've had that La Palma thing down in the, you know, South Atlantic, that La Palma volcano, you know, went off for a couple months, and I've loved to see some estimates about how much CO2 was belched into the atmosphere from that thing. And,
geothermal puts out a lot more CO2 than humans. You know, I was watching an interesting show yesterday, and it was talking about the smog out in Los Angeles, and everyone's saying, oh, electric vehicles will solve that. No, it won't, because they were looking at all of the cargo ships that were lined up, you know, for weeks waiting to unload at the Port of Los Angeles, and they don't shut those down. Those engines stay idling. They are big engines, and somebody did a calculation and found out that you're getting more of this nitrogen dioxide poured into the atmosphere from these cargo ships than from all the cars in Los Angeles itself.
Right, right, exactly. It's craziness out there. One last thing about the lawsuit and the discovery and, versus the state that's suing the Biden administration.
Yes.
Good luck with the discovery, because I have one word that's going to make that complex: redaction. Yes, they're going to get out their little Sharpie markers and start blackening. You're going to get a bunch of black pages.
It's not like redaction is completely optional. There has to be a justification for it, such as revealing, personnel whose identities have to be protected, or certain methods of data gathering. But in this case, we're dealing with a public health issue. And specifically with communications between Anthony Fauci and Google and Twitter, there is no legitimate reason for a redaction to such documents. They'll probably do it anyway, but it'll get challenged in court.
Right. So, all right. Well, I better go before I keep coughing. I've got cough from particulates from diesel smoke. Anyway, all right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah,
right.
We're dealing with pollen here in Indiana. All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to John in Michigan. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, it's about the solar panels that you were discussing. There's a gentleman in Wisconsin who has an electrical company and is very informed on the study of solar panels and also the dirty electricity that's coming into our homes. Especially with the smart meters. The solar panels, he says, are not very good for the effect as far as the electricity coming into the home. It's a dirty electricity. The ideal solution to all of this would have been to use Tesla's technology. The Rothschild family pretty much has an influence on all the power companies in this country and probably in Canada, too, and all over the world. And have a pretty much a stronghold on the power flow. So if you go to Dave's website, StetzerElectric.com, he's in Wisconsin. He's gone around the world and has cleaned up many of these companies with their dirty electricity, especially when they're dealing with highly electrical sensitive instruments.
Yeah, and, well, we have power conditioning here to protect our computers. The reason Tesla's technology didn't go anywhere is there was no way to put a meter on it to charge people. And that's the reason, you know, nobody wants free anything for the masses. You know, they want to basically compartmentalize it, commoditize it, and say, you know, you've got to give us money for electricity. You've got to give us money for water. I mean, we had the head of Nestle, so, you know, coming on out and saying that there is no right to water, that you should be made to pay for it.
And you're right. And here in Michigan is where they have one of their biggest springs. For their ice mountain water that I think they just paid a dollar to get permission to do it, and they're pumping water out of our aquifer here and shipping it out of the country, too. And
yes.
it's not being held responsible for what, or accountable for the what they're doing.
It's very wasteful because, you know, for each bottle of water that hits the supermarket shelf, there's like three times as much water gets poured down the drain.
Yes, and also the containers that they're in are very compromised with the wrong plastic.
Leachates, yes.
And this company has to run it through a city plant because the largest water user in the city went belly up, and so in order to get their water on the market, they run it through, and then they contaminate it with fluoride and chlorine and everything else and sell it as spring water. That's Nestle for you.
Yeah, I've heard about that. It really is just filtered tap water. You know, get a Brita pitcher or something like that. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. We're getting close to the end of the show, and let's go to Jeff in Ottawa. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I just want to talk a range of topics. I guess the Canadian politics thing. They're voting for the Conservative Party leader to go up against Trudeau this weekend or whatever it is. I had the ballot. I was going to vote for this woman, Leslyn Lewis, over Palivri, but then I found out that she was for supply management, which is why we pay a fortune for dairy. Here it's big dairy, in the U.S. it's big sugar. I said, yeah, and then they want to give some aid to Ukraine, which means they said humanitarian, which means money for that sick, evil Soros pervert who runs Ukraine. I wouldn't give him a sweat. Anybody who's for anything that has to do with him is poison. That whole system. You know, I hear people even on your network talk about, you know, oh, let's help Ukraine, the Russians are bad and all that. Well, guess what? In Russia, their energy prices went up by 10%, but everything else went way down. Who's the enemy here? And who is it, the guy that blew up that guy, what was his name, you know, the Russian nationalist? They're saying, oh, it was these guys, it was probably Putin. No, you know what? I'll bet it was the CIA or the Mossad. They're the experts at killing.
Yes.
Okay? You know, I mean, let's get real. Now you just got a thing in the middle of elections. We're having a city election, so I guess I'll be able to vote out that ass pirate, pervert, sicko, World Economic Cody, who is the mayor of Ottawa, the guy who was, anyway, every time I think about that guy, my blood boils. I'll vote against him for anybody to get rid of him, to see the end of him. We have so many, and now Trudeau. He says, well, if we don't have 80 to 90% take up on the booster, that they're going to try and close things down. Well, I'm not wearing a mask. I didn't before, and I'm not now. I went into the Walmart without a mask, and some old hag comes up and says, you're not wearing a face mask. And I say, brilliant deduction, bitch. And then she says, oh, I said, I'm immune or I'm exempt. She said, do you have any papers? I don't have to show papers to anybody, especially not a dried-up, withered old hag like you. And I looked at her with death in my eyes, and her eyes got wide under a little space dye, and she backed away. And I had a couple of other instances where I almost got into fistfights. I was in a parking lot. Some guy says, drove by quick. He says, next time, wear your mask. If I had a rock, I'd have thrown it through his window.
Well, can we tone that down? I mean, you know, let's view the Muscovites as simply having a different point of view.
Thing,
I agree.
Okay?
When they come up and lecture you, it's very annoying.
If people again submit to this face diaper thing, you can't go along and get along and be for freedom. they're not compatible. You have to resist it. People have to say, I'm not wearing the mask, and push their way into the store by force. Say, we're done. It's not going to end in a Soviet-style thing. That's not going to happen. In the United States, we are way past that. I think you can see it now where Biden has his little fascist speech with the red, and then he tries to say, oh, it's not what it is. Yeah, we know what it is, and that's what it's going to be. People are going to have to get ready for what's coming. It's not going to be a peaceful, low collapse and have the United States reconstituted. The country is much too fractious for that, much too. In the Soviet Union, there was a consensus of people say we're sick of this crap, and they all got together, and that's how it happened. The United States is much too fractious for that. It's going to end very badly, and I hate to say it. It's going to be really bad, and it's going to be terrible in Europe when they come up to and say our price for supporting Soros land, which is Ukraine, is that we're going to freeze. Oh, and it was so bad that in the Czech Republic, the far left and far right came together in a protest against this whole thing. That's how bad it is. It's emergency, and it's not. We're not going to do it some peaceful way. It won't work that way. It's going to come. I'm sorry to say it, but it's going to come down to force. That's all they understand, and that's just how it is. And it's sad, but that's what's going to happen. You're going to see riots in Europe this year, and you may see them here too when they try and cheat the election. They're absolutely going to come up brazenly with bags and truckloads full of fake ballots. And if the states say we're not accepting it, lock and load, then it's over. Because that's what they're going to do. They're going to try and steal it. I guarantee it. Absolutely. All the Republicans and people have to get their rear ends off, forget about their stupid yard and their stupid game, get themselves out in front of the polling, out in front of the, what we call them, polling stations here, out there to watch everything that goes on. If it isn't on the up and up, say we're not doing it, and have the states say we're out. And that's it. Otherwise, if the American people lay down like they did last time, including the army and everybody else, you're done. It's that simple. I'm sorry to be harsh about this, but it's coming to this. This mollycoddling, you know, go along to get along crap is not working. They don't care. They don't care about the law. They got people in prison. What is it? How many? A couple thousand, whatever. From 2020, you did nothing wrong. They don't care about the law. They don't care about your constitution. They are criminals, and they'll probably only be stopped by force. I hate to say that, but that's how it is.
Well, I agree with you. It does seem inevitable and unavoidable. It cannot rule it out. And that's a tragedy right there because, the wrong people tend to get killed in these things.
Yeah, but I know that's terrible. But what's worse, a confrontation if it comes to that, or going back to the Middle Ages, where you can't travel without a permit, where they basically own you and own everything? They got a big factory around London. I think the guy from Toronto, I think up here in Canada, he mentioned it too, where they're making crickets for people. And then the media goes and denies, and it's right there. Even the company, Aspire, says that's what they're going to do. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. So far, we have food on the shelves. It's more expensive and stuff, but it isn't like in the States where the shelves empty. Our food is stocked up and all that, and gas and all that. And we haven't seen the giant. I paid last month $60 for electricity, hydro as we call it here, 60 Canadian. But here you guys are paying. Some of you guys are paying hundreds, and there's no water. We have a giant river running by me, the Ottawa River. We have no excuse for not having water here, and we've been having lots of rain, so that's not an issue here. So they'll probably try some other trick. But, yeah, he wants to close it down. I haven't played in bands for, like, 2 years. I had to quit the big bands because you had to have a Vax passport to get into the Legion. And then the other orchestra's coming back on Thursday, and I say, guys, they're not going to let you play. You can't play with a face diaper, and they're not going to, you know, it's not going to work. And these guys are, like, some of these guys are completely oblivious, but we'll see how it goes. But, yeah,
okay.
It's coming down to it. Anyway, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I've been seeing this on the phone, but I don't qualify. But homeowners in Texas are qualified for free solar panels. I looked it up. There are all kind of companies around here, you know, and one of them said it could cost you $7,000 if you bought it, and I think they even give you the battery, everything to store it. But I wanted to say, I don't know how you'd insure it because we had a bad hailstorm 4 a.m. And I saw a solar panel repair truck for the first time I ever seen.
Yeah, those solar panels, they don't like the really big hailstones.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't have to be really big. I suppose it could just be enough of them. Anyway, that I wanted to tell you, but also, too, when it froze over so bad here winter before last, you know, nothing came, the mailman, nothing. People didn't have water. And there was somebody over there with a natural spring that comes up out of the ground, and you can't stop it. It'll just flow away if you don't. We used to have them when I was young, I remember them. And they let people come over there and get water, but you had to bring your buckets and your help. They couldn't help you put it in the car or anything like that. So that's how we made it to winter before last. So I guess Texas thinks that they do help people get a solar panel. Maybe we could keep on making it no matter what happens. It was really hot this summer. Really hot.
Yeah. Well, it's nice of Texas to basically do that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of argument about whether solar is economic, whether it doesn't really pencil out because the initial expense is so much. And, of course, you do have to replace those batteries on a pretty much regular basis. I think much of the anti-solar point of view is coming from the other traditional energy companies. Okay, the oil companies do not want solar power, is what it comes down to.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that's called an artesian well, when it just bubbles up out of the ground and it's clean water.
Yeah, so. We had an artesian well when I lived on a farm in New Hampshire. All right, I'm going to let you go here. We've got one more call I want to get to before the end of the show. Anthony in Tucson. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I keep trying to say it's going to take later to undo the damage that has been done to this country with a plan. And the basic the thrust has got to be that any transaction that you make from now on, you're to accept it in coin and not paper money or wire transfer. You're to demand your paycheck that's cashable at the bank. It's cashed it into coin because it represents life forfeiture, whereas a Federal Reserve note has been devalued 2,900%.
Well, Anthony, I hate to be the one to break this to you, but the coinage isn't worth any more than the paper notes and hasn't been since the mid-1960s when they took all the silver out.
But it has life forfeiture. It represents life forfeiture, whereas the toilet paper with green ink represents none. Because it takes life forfeiture to mine the metal out of the ground, convert it into a stampable coin. The machine to run the coin through the machine, the labor to operate the machine, the electricity, the building that was built.
Well, there are machines involved in printing the paper notes. Anyway, Anthony, the music is playing. It's time for us to get on out of here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And let's see, who is taking the microphone? Michael Herzog. So go on out on social media, spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org, spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.